Good afternoon. Another bitter cold day across interior New York and New England as temperatures continue to struggle and push slowly through the single digits above zero on our way toward 10 above for an afternoon high. Some places will get stuck in the single digits today. The wind not quite as strong as yesterday. Still, wind chill values will hover close to zero throughout the afternoon. A weak disturbance will be pushing through our area with just a little bit of moisture, producing some cloud cover from time to time. Sunshine will mix in. However, there is the chance of a few scattered flurries, maybe even a snow shower across the higher terrain. Otherwise, generally dry. Skies partly cloudy as a new area of high pressure builds in tonight, and temperatures drop down to 0 to 10 below. Some outlying areas, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, could be as low as 20 to 30 below by early tomorrow morning. That same high pressure center will bring us mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a bit of a breeze, so very cold again with highs in the lower teens. A more potent disturbance will head our way for the day on Saturday. This one will have a little more moisture to work with, so we'll call for light snow on and off through the day and across the entire region. Generally, a coating up to a couple of inches is expected as we hit the beginning of the weekend, and temperatures will moderate a bit as well with highs on Saturday into the middle 20s. Colder air behind this system, though, starting on Sunday, we'll have some sunshine, clouds will move in late in the day, and highs will be back into the teens. Another Arctic front will push through late Sunday night and Monday morning with a round of light snow, then increasing sunshine and colder air on Monday afternoon as temperatures start out in the middle teens and then fall back into the single digits by late in the day on Monday. And this will leave us in another Arctic air mass with dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds both days with highs in the lower teens. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind chill warnings and advisories are out for a large part of the upper Midwest into the central plains, the Mississippi and Ohio valleys, and Appalachian mountains. The combination of low temperatures and gusty northwest winds will continue to create wind chill values between 25 and 40 below zero in the upper Midwest, in particular Minneapolis. Exposed skin at these temperatures can freeze in as little as 5 to 10 minutes. And winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are out for a large part of south and eastern Texas. Cold air sliding all the way down toward the Gulf Coast will push temperatures below freezing, and at the same time, some moisture building in will create some sleet and freezing rain for the Houston area starting later tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fillmore, California, to a low of 37 below zero at Watertown, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 20, Boston partly sunny in the teens, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs near 10 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 64 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:57 p.m., 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and bitter cold again today with a few flurries or snow showers and highs to around zero, 10 above near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight, 5 to 15 below in most places, but as low as 30 below in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, but very cold today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and bitter cold today with a few flurries or a snow shower, 5 to 10 above. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and very cold today with a few flurries, perhaps a snow shower, highs in the lower teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, but very cold today with a few flurries, maybe a snow shower, with highs around 10 above. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still breezy and very cold, lower teens. Light snow Saturday in the mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, back into the teens. Light snow Monday morning, then increasing sun, breezy and turning colder with temperatures falling through the teens, and then a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs back into the lower teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.